Welcome to You Talk Too Much with Deanna R. on Deep Stuff Radio. So let's get started here. So I was looking on the internet, kind of just cruising through, and I happened to find a site, and many of you may know it, Cheeseburger something, I guess it's called Cheeseburger, but they got some funny headlines. So today I wanted to talk about one of those headlines. So here we go. Florida couple trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days. Really? Really? Locked in a closet. Oh, excuse me. Unlocked closet. Locked in an unlocked closet. Okay. Now look, I can't even go to the bathroom without my kid walking in the door. Okay? So if they had children, then they wouldn't have been trapped for 2 days, because the kid would have figured out very quickly that the door was unlocked. Help, Mama! I can't get out of the closet! Mama, I'm only 3. The door's not locked. Open the door! And the picture of these people, they don't look very happy. I mean, really? So what happened when the cops were called? Because it says it took 2 days for them to get out of the closet. Okay, and apparently he called 911 on his cell phone. And they told the police that they were chased into the closet, but they didn't call until Tuesday. Okay, so that whole time they thought they were locked in a closet. Did they ever try turning the handle? I mean, this story does not sound believable. But now, look. I've got a saying, don't lift the stone. And I apologize to the stone. Because, come on now. There ain't no way that these people were actually thinking they were locked in a closet for 2 days. Really? Didn't they get hungry? Or no, he had a cell phone. He could have called for pizza, right? And then the pizza guy, when he knocked on the door outside, they could have yelled, help, we're locked in the closet. And look, now they probably would have gotten the pizza for free, because that darn pizza man probably be on the ground laughing about it. So when the police came, it doesn't say what reaction the police had, but I just can imagine this now. Sir, which closet are you in? In the bedroom. Okay, we're coming, right? Turns the handle, because everybody checks the handle. It doesn't matter if you know the door is locked, right? It doesn't matter if you know that. You're going to turn that handle. How many people have, you know, went up to a door and, you know, twisted it and then checked it again to make sure their twist the first time it was locked? Okay, so the police go to the door, right? I can just see this now. Open the door. And there's no one in the closet. Because they said that apparently they were in the closet, but I can just imagine the cops opening the door, there's no one in the closet. There's somewhere else eating pizza. I just don't get this. I mean, how do you not know that the door isn't locked? Now look now, is there a lock from the inside or the outside? Because if it locks from the outside, and a lot of those locks, those closets, depending on what kind of closet it was, a lot of those locks, all you do is have to take something and like stick it in there, you know, like something skinny, and almost like using a lock pick and stick it in there and jiggle it, and it will pop open. Now, not one time during the whole time they were in there did they try the closet door. Not once. Now, what were they doing the whole time in the closet besides eating pizza? Now, I don't get this, and I award this, you're as dumb as a stump award. So, this has been, thank you for listening to Deanna R. on You Talk Too Much on Deep Stuff Radio. Join us again tomorrow for another interesting episode of You Talk Too Much by Deanna R. This has been a Deep Stuff Records production for Deep Stuff Radio, and if you've missed any part of this episode, it's available for free listen and download on our podcast page. Thank you for listening, and y'all have a nice day now, you hear? Bye.